Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. We're live, if you're watching this live, and we were live if you are watching the replay. Hey, do me a favor, go ahead and give this video a like and a comment. Definitely the like, though, and subscribe if you haven't already. Just trust the video is going to be good. Give me the like in advance before you've watched the full thing. Last week's video, one of the funniest Meme Mondays of all time, didn't get that much love, and I think it might be because I didn't remind you to like, subscribe, and comment. All right, good. Everyone can hear me? here we go. Let's do the memes, and then I'll talk. Well, I'll talk. I'll keep talking. All right, here we go. It was Thanksgiving, folks. My family traveled to the other side of, well, from where we are to the western coast of Washington to be with family. And it was quite fun. A lot of Thanksgiving memes that I'm not going to share in the show because Thanksgiving is so last week. But Black Friday still happening in some places, in some cases, even Parhesia perhaps having a Black Friday sale. In huge Black Friday sales, store to sell everything for the price it was before Joe Biden became president. That's right. There is a sale currently going on for the next incarnation of Parhesia. Did I use incarnation correctly? Yes, you can get a discount by signing up for Parhesia right now. Link in the description below. There's Elon snapping his fingers, making some Twitter employees disappear. Drinking some hot cacao tonight. And it tastes so good. Hopefully my mic... For the few of you who tuned in last week's show, there were some gain issues in the sound, and that's because my toddler likes to play with the knobs, but I've since corrected that, so hopefully the sound is good, and not just okay today. Alright, let's keep going. I'm leaving Twitter, but first I'm going to tweet about leaving Twitter, then I'm going to stick around to see what everyone thinks about me leaving Twitter. Meanwhile, Donald J. Trump, who's been reinstated out of Twitter purgatory, yet to tweet anything. There's a little man with a stick, hoping that changes soon. How's everyone doing? How was your Thanksgiving, if you're in America, and if you participate in such things? I personally love Thanksgiving because the focus is on gratitude, family, love in general, and great food. So I'm all in on Thanksgiving. I am in. As far as holidays go, it's my favorite. The real reason why Donald Trump hasn't posted anything on Twitter, perhaps he forgot his password. It's possible. It's certainly possible. How's everyone doing out there? The chat's kind of quiet. Come on, guys. What's going on here? You guys have your... post-Thanksgiving malaise or what? 7-day head cold. All right. China! Advisors vow to bow. Still in a food coma. That's, you must have ate a lot because Thanksgiving was 4 days ago. Moving on. The computer, the internet. Come for the free porn and MP3s. Stay for the psyops and social isolation. Don't forget to sign up for the meme mailing list. Clicking the link below where you can get all of tonight's memes delivered to your inbox tomorrow. Morning, probably. Stay for the psyops and social isolation. Senile old lady. Impressed by earth-smashing, dancing COVID angel, but not by the fire-evading, surfing koalas. Mm-mm. Not impressed. The true fans are here with you, Benny. Yeah, I get it. And I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Is this always interesting to observe when the show is gaining momentum and then it falls off a cliff for some reason? It's just, you know, the algorithm. I've been studying the analytics, and it just didn't pop up in enough people's feeds. So YouTube needs to know that people like it. So you have to like the video if you do like it. Like it. Subscribe if you haven't. 25% of you don't subscribe. That really does help. And a lot of people write me saying that this show is very helpful to them, and they thank me. So the more people that I can reach, the better. To help bring some joy, a little relief from this world that's currently in a very clownish state. When you're on your fifth booster, hey, it's a $70 clown coffin. All right, if you want me to read your comment in the chat, if you want to make sure I read it, you can drop a super chat. It's always available. I mean, always available currently. I'm still monetized. Just, hey, right on cue. How do you know the toothbrush was invented in Idaho? I don't know. How does one know the toothbrush was invented in Idaho? Tell me, please. I'm gonna keep an eye on the chat there, because it's obvious and I'm just missing it. Ivy League students be like, destroy capitalism, and then proceed to post Thanksgiving pictures from their parents' house in Connecticut that looks like this. Anywhere else it would be a teeth brush. I see. It's a joke about how people in Idaho have one tooth. I see. Well, I'm living proof that that is an inaccurate assessment, but I do appreciate the super chat. You can dig on me. You can dig a little bit if you're going to send me some money. I'll allow it. I get it. You can poke a little fun if it gets me some dollars. The book. Wouldn't it be cool if you... No, never mind. I'm not going to go on that thought train. The book. He sliced some white bread. And here's the Netflix adaptation. Just kidding. I live in Idaho. So does that mean you have one tooth? I bet that's one of those jokes that can be applied to any state you're trying to make fun of. Right? My dad, full of asbestos. My grandfather, full of lead. And me, full of microplastics. I am missing a few. I did have two teeth removed when I was a teenager. That's a fact. Quixote, if you're in Idaho, I'm not sure what part you're in, but are you experiencing this pre-winter snowstorm? This early in the season snowstorm. I came home yesterday, got home yesterday from 4 or 5 days away, and I was like, great, all the previous snow has melted. Only to wake up today to snow all day, all day long. Thanks, climate. Yeah, thanks a lot, climate change. Al Gore tried to warn us. Dale Gribble, 1997, was the insane conspiracy theorist. But Dale Gribble in 2022, he's your average critical thinker. Oh, stay tuned to the end for another classic Joy Camp video from the Joy Camp vaults in anticipation of the new Joy Camp video that's coming out in probably, hopefully even next week. We'll see. Depends on how fast my editor edits and if I like the edit. Okay. So, kids, what's our family motto? Got a warrant? That's right, sweetie. But don't answer questions. All right. We're doing great. Sleeping Beauty at 10 p.m. And then Sleeping Beauty at 2 a.m. What are they hiding at the South Pole? Indeed. Why has every country in the world agreed to not fight over the resources there? What are they all agreeing to protect? The jury's out. Here's school kids in the 60s being protected from a 50 megaton nuke by a wooden desk. What's your source? Ah, the universe revealed it to me. Everyone on that train is dead now, though. That's a good point, I suppose. Here's a visual representation of government keeping us healthy and safe. Once again, I am offering a sale right now if you want to be involved in the next version of Parhesia set to begin next month in the new year. If you're on my mailing list, you received a couple emails about it. So just so you know, it's available. It's a nice discount too, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be much more interactive than previous versions of the course. So if you want to be involved with a live weekly discussion group with other like-minded people to talk about all things communication and more, plus Q&A every week for 3 months, you want to get on board with Parhesia. Discount expires tonight at midnight. So check your email. All right, moving on. Here's the FBI monitoring my activity online. Here's my VPN location set to Epstein's Island, so they no longer care what I do. Checkmate. Boy, sounds amazing. Indeed. Indeed it is, which is why I've been doing this for 2 years now, and why I have a lot of satisfied customers. Because it is awesome. I wouldn't just keep on doing it if the review said it sucked. People were like, this course sucks. I wouldn't keep doing it. Anyway. Alright, there were some shootings recently. One of the guys who supposedly attacked Pelosi was a lefty nudist. The Colorado shooter refers to himself, themselves as they, them. Excuse me. And the Walmart shooter is a black guy. But CNN will have you know, they are all white supremacist, anti-LGBTQ, MAGA Republicans. Trust us. Vacuums suck when people keep buying them. That's not a great comparison. They don't make vacuums like they used to. Now that's a fact. That's a true fact. All right. Here's a historic photo of children listening to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas just before they ran and hid under their desks. We brought gold and frankincense for you, Jesus. But wait, there's myrrh. Sign up for the meme mailing list. Clicking the link in the description below. All these memes delivered to your inbox. Hey, now introducing Elf in Myself. And if you watched the show last week, you'll remember that note from the ER staff, nothing goes up your butt accidentally. The more you know. Uh-oh. Meanwhile, at the World Cup, someone didn't think this through. Moving on. Blink and you miss it. That's it. That's it. You want to see it again? Mailing list. Breaking news. Qatar bid to host Winter Olympics. Looks like this. It's comedy, guys. It's comedies. Come on. For goofs and spoofs over here. Laughs and gaffs. Watching the World Cup and this idiot decides to advertise my Wi-Fi password. Son of a... Everyone's gonna get on my network. British people, when you call it soccer and not kicky-boppy fiddle-fuck. We're allowed to make fun of British people. That's allowed. Here's how you enjoy watching soccer. I was a varsity soccer player in high school. This is true. True. I was there. And then I quit to pursue a life in the theater. That's also true. Here's me checking for Pete Davidson before I leave my girl's house. Striker, yeah, I was a left fullback. I was left fullback because I was good with my left foot, even though I'm a right-handed person. Left fullback. What position did you play? Left fullback. I was also the throw-in guy. So no matter where we were, they gave me the ball to throw it in because I could throw from the sideline to the goal. Boom. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Another Pete Davidson. This guy needs to be stopped. He's out of control. He has no idea what he's getting himself into here. Out of control. He's just out of control. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe, leave a comment. Like it. Thumbs up, people. Thumbs up. Push it through the algorithm so that more people like you can see it and join the fun. Here's Pete Davidson within a week after he arrives in heaven. When you're at a party playing Truth or Dare and they dare you to go home. It's rough. Here's the guy who discovered milk trying to explain what he was doing. When your girl drives over the curb and says, whoops, tee-hee. Man, I am getting warm. I'm wearing a sweater. I'm wearing some thermal pants. My body heat is up now that I'm doing the show. Getting warm, drinking this hot cacao. It's getting hot in here. If you liked Friends, you may also like Acquaintances. It's like Friends, but a little bit different. Not quite as good. Uh-oh, here's Jason Momoa without his beard. To all women, I am so sorry in advance. Hey, Nick Carey, thank you so much. Favorite hour of the week. Cheers from Nick and Lockie. I appreciate that very much. Nick, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you being here for the live show. I have no idea what time it is in New Zealand. It's probably like midday or something. But thank you. You're in the future. What's it like? The Line Cook Starter Pack. Yeah, discount friends. Exactly. Time to super chat. Okay. You're saying that, but I'm not seeing a super chat. This is an account I follow on Instagram. It's got some funny one-liners, and I'm a dad now, so sometimes I wake up grumpy, but other times I let her sleep in. Very good. Very good dad joke. Follow Dad Says Jokes on Instagram for more goofs and spoofs. Hey, pro tip, men. You'll never catch an STD if you strap on these bad boys every morning. Stay healthy out there, gentlemen. A guffaw. Ooh, I got a guffaw out of somebody. Nice. Guffaw out loud. G-O-L. Hey, can I park here? I'm just drinking all that cacao. That's why I'm getting warm, most likely. Make sure you're signed up for the mailing list for memes tomorrow. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Every couple minutes, you know? It's a long video. Himalayan and Himawakan. It's true. It's true. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Let's see your socks, Benny. No. You got a foot fetish or what? You want to see my gray wool socks? Did I miss the big announcement? There is a big announcement. Yeah. If you want this video to draw in more people like you, so you can have a fun time chatting, you gotta like it. And subscribe to it. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, leave a comment if you feel so inclined, and sign up for the meme mailing list. Link in the description below. And I have a special discount going for Parhesia right now. That's the big announcement. There's a bunch of announcements. There's always announcements. Yes, I am interested in extending my vehicle's warranty. And the phone agent. Should I be disturbed at the fact that ass kebab looks pretty tasty right now? What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. White women, after they say gracias to the waiter at a Mexican restaurant. I'm not going to sip. I'm going to resist. I'm going to resist the urge to sip. I'm going to enjoy that last sip when the show's over, you know? So, how did Sarah get from LA to New York? Farrah flew. Farrah flew. Support Benny on Patreon. Wow, Jesse. I hardly even mention the Patreon anymore. But you heard, listen to Jesse in the chat. Support me on Patreon. I'm currently pulling in like $300 a month on Patreon. So if you want to like bump that number up to like 301, become a patron. Or you can become like a $20 person and make me $20 richer every month. That would be really sweet. All right. Don't let anyone ruin your day. Be a man. Ruin it yourself. Yep. I'll make a note. Since you guys mentioned it, I'm making a note. Boozing and cruising? Nah, man. We pouring and soaring. Woohoo! A lot of goofy memes tonight, folks. The memes were not as popping this past week. Maybe it's the holiday, I don't know, but I had to dig deep for today's show, so you better like it. Thumbing up. By the way, I've said this before, but remember how YouTube took away the dislike button? It still exists. It's just hidden. But you can download an app on your desktop, a plugin or whatever it's called, and you can see the amount of dislikes a video has. So, that's not in an effort to get you to dislike this video, but I'm saying like, you can still see the dislikes on videos. If you're one of those people who like checks that or used to, you can do it again. It's still available. Yep, just letting you know. I'm giving you that info for free. excuse me. Did you bring any alcohol, sir? Nope. Just water. Just water. Oh, wait. Did I put this in there twice? That's in there twice. All right, moving on. Sorry about that. In this house, we celebrate Happy Honda Days, Lexus December to Remember, Toyota-thon, Mercedes Winter Event, Chevy Red Tag Sales Event. December is about savings. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's a fun fact. I was in a Ford Christmas commercial. The last commercial I ever filmed, actually. The last commercial I ever did was for a Ford holiday event. Ford didn't make the cut, but that's okay. I was in a Ford commercial. That was the last commercial I ever did back in 2017. Moving on. The Fibonacci sequence. The golden ratio. You just, once you see it, once you understand it, you can see it anywhere. Steal a man's wallet and make him poor for a day. Teach a man to collect Funko Pops and make him poor for life. Whoa, Gary. Everybody, I know it's been a consumer weekend. This is the time of year to spend, but be careful where you shop online. We ordered a German Shepherd, and now this guy lives with us. Son of a... Nobody. Meanwhile, babies. If you look real close, I got some cuts in my forehead. It's because I live this meme every day. For 2 years and counting. I have no idea what you guys are talking about over there. If you want me to see your comment, super chat. Just saying. That's really how I see. I can definitely see it. I'd like to know what's going on in the chat. Dear God, please send me to Norway. Hello, sir. Where am I? Mississippi. And your parents are middle school TikTokers. Gregory? Shh. That only lets me see my name. I've seen my name a million times. For those of you just watching the replay, like, what are you talking about? He just highlighted my name. He put at Benny Wills so I could see it. Mistakes only make you stronger. So, here's my parents after they give birth to me. Hey! What do you say when a chef dies? Recipes. I'm gonna save that last sip. I'm gonna do it. If you see me reaching mindlessly, let me know. Because I wanna save that last sip. World War I, World War II, cancer. Had nothing on my grandma. Until the shower floor. Oh. Don't. Please put the banned Joy Camp videos on Patreon. That is a really good idea. Thank you, Love of Knowledge. And for the super chat, but thank you for the idea. I'm writing that down. Band JC Patreon. Oh my gosh. And then Patreon will ban them, but that's okay. At least I'll have a second life for a minute. Long enough for you to become a patron. That's a great idea. I will. Here's how to pay off debt. One simple step. A lot of death memes for some reason, right in a row. I bunched them together for fun, like this one too. Get him! He's trying to leave without paying. Oh, no, you don't. I need to shave. It's been 2 weeks since I shaved. 2 long weeks. When you die, but you ain't leaving anyone shit. That's funny. Almost, everybody, almost. I just remember telling her she should calm down. And then I woke up here. Last time I'll say it, maybe taking the last, I don't know. I'm saying it. Parhesia special discount. Sale ends tonight, midnight. Get it while the getting's good. Click the link below. And get on the mailing list so you have the code to enter to check out. Moving on. Hey, look, this plant-based alternative promises to help high schoolers stop vaping. Great. Finally. We need plant-based everything. Okay. They always say, okay, retard. They never say, are you okay, retard? They don't. They don't. Very sad. Very sad. If you want people to stop saying this to you, sign up for Parhesia, season 5. Hey, look, I ran into your mom at the aquarium. I almost reached for it. We're getting there. It's almost. We're almost done. Almost. Ernie shows Ethan why his parents got divorced. Oh, no. Aw, man. And finally, here's me getting ready for the 2022 season finale. Smoking that plant-based alternative to vaping. We did it. We did it. That's the memes for this week. Please, 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 for the last time, like this video. Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave a comment. Sign up for the meme mailing list. Sign up for Parhesia. Become a patron, where there will soon be the videos that have been deleted off of YouTube. They will live on for a little while on Patreon. Become a patron. In fact, I haven't shown this in a couple weeks. Maybe I have. I don't remember. Patreon.com/Benny Wills. PayPal.me/Benny Wills. If you're feeling just super generous but not wanting to commit to the Parhesia course. And there's also this option, which is cool. P.O. Box 191, Athol, Idaho 83801. And yeah. I've said everything multiple times at this point. I don't need to say it again. You get it. I don't want to annoy you. Hope you like the show. It's been really fun. I've had a good time. I wrote something that I can't read. So yeah, there it is. That's the show for this week. This is episode 115. Please, please, please sign up for the meme mailing list if you haven't already. I said it again. What are you gonna do? There's no script, so I repeat myself. All right. Lastly, here is a classic, classic JoyCamp video. One of my all-time favorites. Not one of the most viewed videos of our library, but one of the most fun to make we ever had when we were house-sitting at a house in Oakland way back in 2013. This video is called JoyCamp Takes On. All right, everybody. I will see you all next week. Much love.
So guys, what should our next video be about?
The apocalypse.
Ooh.
The apocalypse in programming.
The Mayan apocalypse.
Mayan apocalypse.
HPV.
What about human
human sacrifices?
Human sacrifices.
Like the Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove.
Okay. Eugenics.
Eugenics. Ooh, Freemasons. That's
pyramids.
Ooh, pyramids.
Pyramids.
Monarchy.
The Sphinx.
The pyramids in China.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
In China. Yeah.
That's a twist.
Sacred geometry.
Sinkholes.
The Unabomber. Boston bombing.
World Trade Center bombing.
The Pentagon missile.
32 million homeless people
in America.
Prince William the Zion King.
Patsies.
Transhumanism.
Archons.
Native American Holocaust.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Atlantis.
HARP.
Esoteric science.
The Illuminati.
Vaccinations.
HIV.
Zach Braff's Kickstarter.
The Denver Airport. Michael Hastings.
Crop circles.
Project Bluebeam.
Gage Holmes.
Guantanamo.
Genocide.
Obelisk.
Sacrifices. Heath Ledger. Brittany Murphy.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Michael Jackson.
James Gandolfini.
Michael Jackson.
James Gandolfini.
ADD. ADHD. Asperger's. Autism.
North Korea.
Palestine.
Planet X.
Reptilians.
Student loan debt.
Depleted uranium.
11-11. Scientology.
Weather modification.
Obamacare.
The Rothschilds.
Prescription drugs.
Operation Northwoods.
Whistleblowers.
The moon.
Angelina Jolie's double mastectomy.
Ooh. Stargates.
Horoscopes.
Blagojevich.
Honeybees.
Bradley Manning.
NSA surveillance.
Time travel.
Wormholes.
The Roman conspiracy to invent Jesus.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Cognitive dissonance, of course.
The Georgia Guidestones.
What about the Trivium?
The project for the new American century.
Stanley Kubrick.
History yeah. Channel.
Sandy Hook.
Gay marriage.
Symbolism and advertising.
Yeah, that
yeah.
sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The Pleiadians.
CERN. Bono.
The Pope.
Airport security.
Global warming.
Ronald Reagan.
Al Gore.
Princess Diana.
Aldous Huxley.
Indentured servitude.
Patriot Act.
The left brain world.
JFK.
Terrence McKenna.
The police state.
Fracking.
Genocide.
NASA.
Liberals.
Jay-Z and Rihanna.
Paula Deen.
Jewish people.
Michael Douglas's.
Cunnilingus!
Oh, he got... Yeah, the cancer that he got. Yeah. What else we got?
Guys, I am spent. I can't think of anything.
I'm wiped out. I'm tuckered.
Let's just do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm... I don't
tired,
know.
I'm tired, yeah. Dancing with the Stars is on.
Why right didn't now. You say so? Oh, okay. I turn on the satellite.
All right.
I will put on,
I've got the volume here, so.
And I got the satellite too.
No, that's cable. Oh, no, that's cable. This is the satellite.
Right, here we go. I'm going to turn it up. Turn on.
Okay. Boop.